So much podcasting going on, and I have a feeling that the podcast of my next guest, Brian Wolf, is going to go viral. I just have a feeling. I really do. We're talking about trains, and full disclosure, I am a model train nerd. In fact, I wish I had the kinds of setup and apparatus that I've seen through the years. And this coming Saturday is the annual event. How long has it been going on again?
Steve, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show. This year will be our 31st annual show.
At the fairgrounds in Muncie, we'll be doing it. What happens at the show?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, train related. We'll have vendors selling train stuff, but next door in the Heartland building, we'll have 6 to 8 operating layouts in action. So all of the fun family stuff will be going on. It'll be a great day.
Do you have like an engineer outfit or anything? Or?
We used to do that. We'll probably be wearing engineer hats.
Okay. All right. Good. Like that. I told you when we talked yesterday ahead of today's interview, when I was able to take my two sons, Zach and Grant, who are now old and smart and doing great things, but when they were little, one of the great outings of many that we would do is we'd go to the Muncie Children's Museum and we would hang out and just stare through the glass at those model trains. And also we would mess around in the engine and pretend that we were actually running the show and everything. And I understand the benefactor of the show this weekend is that same venue.
That's right.
Tell us what's happening there and why was it done that way?
Well, I have a similar story to you. When my oldest two kids, now 30 and 28, when they were 6 and 8, I, too, took them down Saturday mornings in the wintertime. It was rainy, cold outside, looking for an indoor thing to do. Uh-huh. And we hung out at the train layout there at the Muncie Children's Museum as well. So that's how I actually got started in this hobby. So what people will know and expect to see at the show on Saturday, we'll have 200 tables of vendors selling things in the Memorial Building, all things train-related, all scales. So we talked earlier before going on air about N-scale, the tiny little N-scale. We'll have that. We'll have S-gauge, also known as American Flyer. We'll have the three-rail O-gauge, which is what we have at the Muncie Children's Museum. We'll even have live steam G-gauge. G-gauge was originated to run in gardens outside. And this is live steam, meaning that they have a little butane boiler in the engine that actually generates steam and actually moves under steam. So I think that is just a super cool thing, and I'll probably be hanging out at that exhibit most of the day.
I had no idea. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
I'm not as much into it as you are, but I could be. My guest is Brian Wolf. In days gone by, you weren't always into training. Tell him what you used to do.
Well, I used to be a pharmacist. I guess... Once a pharmacist, always a pharmacist.
Okay.
So I'm retired.
Okay.
So that was my day job. Yes, and I loved that, and I still love that. And I'm very proud of my service at Ball Hospital for 33 years.
Let's talk about the show again this weekend, Fairgrounds Muncie. Is it two buildings that
it'll be in two buildings. Both
and the hours and so forth.
Yes, it'll be in both the Memorial and the Heartland building, right there, right off Wheeling Avenue. The show opens at 10 a.m. It'll close at 3 p.m. That's an hour earlier than last year. So it'll be opening at 10 instead of 11 and closing at 3 instead of 4.
I hate to bring up COVID-y stuff, but for the year or years you couldn't do it because of COVID-y stuff, how depressing was that for you and all your friends?
That was pretty depressing. And actually, the first year back, lots of comments about glad you're back. We missed you so much.
And we're glad you continue the tradition. How many people are in the club? And tell us about the club, too.
We have about 20 guys and gals in the club, all age ranges. We have, right out of high school to a Ball State telecommunications student to old guys retired like me. And it's a fun intergenerational group. I learn as much from the younger guys as they learn from me. The club started about 1980, and the show started a year or two after that, and the show started as a reason to generate funds because to keep the layout going, there's always ongoing expenses. Locomotives nowadays built by Lionel and other companies, they're really only designed for home use, but with the amount of use that they get at the museum constantly running, a locomotive that was designed for home use to last several years is only going to last 1 or 2 years. So we're constantly replacing locomotives. A locomotive will cost anywhere from $500 up. And so to replace those locomotives, have a constant income stream, to update the electronics and everything, this show is just a great venue to do that, to raise funds, and also to introduce the general public to the hobby, because otherwise, how are you going to know about it? You walk into a shop and you see the thing sitting in the boxes, and that's great, but you don't really fully appreciate what it's like until you see it running.
And you will see a lot of that Saturday.
You will see a lot of that this Saturday.
Again, we're talking on February 22nd, so this coming Saturday is the date of the show for the 31st annual event, February 25. Yep. At the fairgrounds in Muncie, Delaware County Fairgrounds in Muncie. My guest is Brian Wolf from the Model Train Show. Great Western and something, the official name of the group.
The official name is the Muncie and Western Railroad, and there's a historical connection to that.
Tell me.
The Ball Glass Company, everybody in Muncie knows about the Ball Glass Company. They actually, the Ball brothers actually owned their own railroad in Muncie. They had about 3 to 5 miles of trackage. And it was mainly to switch their big glass factory that was at the corner of Macedonia and 12th Street. But they had trackage throughout Muncie, and they owned their fleet of boxcars that they shipped their glass jars out nationwide. And the name of their railroad was the Muncie and Western Railroad.
Ah, so that's why we adopt that and use
right.
that. Wow.
That's right.
That's great. I love these stories. What other stories can you share with me?
Oh,
please,
boy.
Tell me something.
You know, just the run-of-the-mill stuff about, you know, dads getting into the hobby, saying they're doing it for their children, but they're really doing it for themselves.
My wife Nancy and I have talked about this last couple of Christmases in particular, I think, is for our Christmas tree setup. She has the idea before me even to have a train, you know, set up to go around the tree. You're nodding like that is not the first time that's been uttered.
That's not the first time I've heard that story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, see? That's great. When I was a kid, I had the bigger scale tracks. What would they be called?
Well, that might be the same thing that we have at the museum. There's also one called standard gauge, which was tin plate. It had a real shiny enamel paint finish on it.
Okay.
But the trains that we run at the museum, which I think is what you're talking about, is three rails called O-gauge. And the most popular, there are several scales in the hobby, but the most popular one is half O, H-O. So people are probably familiar with H-O trains, but this is twice that size.
If somebody wanted an entry point into the hobby,
yeah,
what's a natural place and a cost-effective way to start something
well,
like that?
Well, come to our show on Saturday. You'll see all the options.
Oh,
there you go.
You did there. That was good.
But probably the best way to get into the hobby is starting with a starter set. Starter set usually has a locomotive, a couple of freight cars, a caboose, a circle or a loop of track, and a transformer. That will cost you anywhere from $300 to $500. And yes, that's expensive, but can you think of a hobby that's not expensive? So, and there's ways to economize. But that's probably the way most people get started in the hobby.
If you want to talk about hobbies that cost a little money to get into, why don't you just go to the Academy of Model Aeronautics sometimes? Watch those people that come from around the world to that place and ask them how it is to get into that hobby. So this is cost-effective compared to some other things. And the fun and the imagination and the enjoyment is just tremendous, right?
Well, we use the acronym at the Children's Museum, and probably a lot of people do too, of STEAM, STEAM. Pardon the pun of how it relates to steam locomotives, but science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So there's a lot of ways that you can tie this in. There's so many directions you can go with a hobby. I've kind of caught myself getting more into the historical end of things. What were the railroads like in Muncie in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s? So there's a lot of ways you can go with this hobby.
Admission charges and everything for Saturday,
yes,
please?
It's $5 per adult. Kids 12 and under are free. And we use that money, as I mentioned earlier, to upgrade, replace the equipment at the Muncie Children's Museum. And by the way, the museum is going to be getting a new train layout. It will be professionally built. It will probably be installed probably fall 2023. And you may know that the Muncie Children's Museum is having a capital campaign going on for 6 new exhibits And one of those new six exhibits is going to be a new model train layout. It's going to be up in the upper level, and the location and the space currently occupied by the train layout is going to be filled with some brand new exhibits. So it's going to be exciting time at the Children's Museum.
Wow, great. I didn't know any of that. So you're filling me in on some backstory, which is important to know about our community. Brian, very nice to see you and appreciate the information. Have a great show on Saturday.
Thanks, and thanks again for having me on your show this morning.
Absolutely. Pleased to do it. We're talking about the big model train show that's happening this Saturday, the 25th, and the Muncie Fairgrounds is the place to go. All ages are welcome to attend, and I bet you'll have a great time. Take some pictures, by the way, folks, and send those to me and to us. We would love to share those.